This is WSIU in Focus. I'm Brad Palmer. The small southeast Missouri town of Perryville is getting ready to celebrate the total solar eclipse in a huge way. Trish Ertzfeld is chair of the Perry County Eclipse Task Force. She says the town of a little over 8,000 is expecting its population to swell on August 21st by anywhere from 10,000 to 50,000 people. Ertzfeld says it's a daunting task, but it's exciting to be part of an international event.
I have a chemistry teacher coming from Portugal. We have a photographer coming from the Netherlands. We have Canadians booked here.
To help with crowd expectations, she's attached herself to some more experienced groups.
The National Eclipse Task Force, I have a mentor in Angela Speck. I have been a devout member of the St. Louis Eclipse Task Force. I attended the workshop in Carbondale last year.
Since all local hotel rooms are booked, Ertzfeld says they'll provide transportation for those who want to make the 80-mile trek from St. Louis.
We only have so many hotel rooms available in our area, and we know that there's going to be many more people that want to come down here and be within the totality path. I contacted four area hotels in St. Louis to give people the opportunity to fly in, book a hotel room, and then we pair those with coach buses, and then they shuttle them down here to one of our public viewing sites. That would be our Perryville City Park, our Bank of Missouri Soccer Complex, and then our Seminary Picnic Grove. And then, of course, we have our Perryville Regional Airport as our fly-in destination.
The airport will be one of the busiest places on Eclipse Day.
Adler Planetarium, they're going to have a team of seven that will be coming into our airport, and they'll be launching two balloons. And so we're extremely thrilled that they're going to take this opportunity to be there. Also, SEMO University will be down at our airport. They're going to be conducting our portion of the Citizen Cape Project. And then Minnesota State will be here as well. They're going to be doing some light bending, observing Einstein's theory of relativity.
The Citizen Cape Project, Ertzfeld alluded to, is a network of more than 60 telescopes located across the entire path from Oregon to South Carolina.
As the eclipse comes across each portion of those strategically placed telescopes, they're going to photograph the corona. So once it's finished, then they can all dump their images into one database. They'll be stitched together, and then scientists can study the corona over a 90-minute segment instead of a 2-minute segment. So they'll be able to see more of how the corona acts and what develops within that. So it's going to provide a lot of new data.
Ertzfeld says when the task force started planning in November of 2015, one of the first assignments was trying to educate the local community about the eclipse. To help inform the locals and others about Perryville's prominent location, it initiated a social media campaign featuring a fictitious scientist.
Professor Perry, what is it about this Perryville? Crackling chromospheres with 2 minutes, 40 seconds totality. Perryville, Missouri is a premier destination for this extraordinary show.
Ertzfeld also met with several hundred educators at the beginning of school last August to prepare them for the beginning of this academic year.
All of our schools in Perry County will be in session on that Monday, and they're going to use it as a teaching opportunity to have an all-day on-campus field day. So one of the opportunities, we actually have a high-altitude balloon coming in that will be launching from our District 32. So those kids are going to get, you know, a little extra that day by seeing the balloon launch, and then seeing the pictures that will come back to them.
The eclipse activities in Perryville will start Friday, August 18th, with a parade, carnival, and live music on the town square. Then over the weekend, the events will include night sky viewing at the airport and a solar fest on the square. She says they're trying to get science-based businesses to take part in the festival.
Tell us how that works. Tell us how a helicopter flies. Tell us how engineers build, how things grow and when you talk about all things science, it can take you in so many different directions, and we just don't even really realize it sometimes in our day-to-day lives. So we're looking to inspire a lot of scientists over that weekend.
To permanently commemorate the eclipse in Perryville, Ertzfeld says the American Sundial Association will erect a 3-foot-tall sundial on the courthouse square as a permanent marker for generations to come. Of course, the weather is a big X factor, but Ertzfeld says Perryville has a good track record.
I'm happy to say that in the past 11 years, on August the 21st, we have not had rain. I'm knocking on wood. And of those, we've had only 3 scattered cloud days and only 1 partly cloudy.
She hopes that trend continues in 2017. I'm Brad Palmer.